In the studio with us today is James Sipple. He's the senior wilderness manager for the BLM in New Mexico. That's the Bureau of Land Management. And his sons are here, Zachary and Luke. Good morning. Welcome to the Children's Hour, you all.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
So happy you're here. James Sipple, it's the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. We've been hearing a lot about it here on KUNM, on All Things Considered, Morning Edition, and even some local shows. Explain to us what's going on with the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, and what is the Wilderness Act?
Well, the Wilderness Act was signed into law by President Johnson on September 3rd, 1964. So we just passed the anniversary by about 3 weeks. The Wilderness Act designated a number of wilderness areas across the country, and it established a process to add additional wilderness areas by congressional designation. The 50th anniversary is going to be celebrated in Albuquerque with a national conference. Albuquerque was chosen as the host city for this conference, and we're going to be having agency managers, academic folks, leaders of organizations from around the country coming here mid-October. And what's really nice is that at the end of the conference, there will be two public events that will be free to the public. And this is going to be on Saturday, October 18th. And the two events are a wilderness exhibition, which will be at the Albuquerque Convention Center, and a Get Wild Festival, which will be at the Albuquerque Civic Plaza. So the wilderness exhibition is going to be going from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So after you've listened to the Children's Hour on Saturday, you can go down to the exhibit hall at the Convention Center, where there'll be a couple of things to see there. There'll be a wilderness awareness trail, which I don't know a lot about at the present time, but I'm told that there's going to be a movie quality interpretive set there, which is going to be a self-guided interactive exhibition. It's supposed to be really, really cool. There'll be people there to answer questions as well. And then there's going to be a photography exhibit. The Smithsonian had a wilderness photography contest. They called that Wilderness Forever. And the 100 winners of that contest are going to be displayed at the convention center. And you'll be able to see from around the nation of very beautiful and striking wilderness areas.
And there's no tickets or registration required?
No.
No, just, you can just walk in. Oh, that's at the Albuquerque Convention Center. It started today, right? Or maybe last night?
No. This will be on October 18th.
Oh, October 18th.
This is a heads
up. Thank you. October 18th. That's when you can go to the Convention Center and celebrate wilderness. Eli has a question here.
Yeah, that's really interesting, but what makes an area wilderness? Like, how do you define what's wilderness and what isn't?
Well, wilderness is a special subset of the public lands. There are four managing agencies of federal lands in the United States: Bureau of Land Management, which is the agency that I work for, the Forest Service, the National Park Service, and the Fish and Wildlife Service. And there's a whole variety of activities that occur on these lands, uses of the lands. And wilderness is a subset, a very special subset, on one end of the spectrum of land uses out there. These are areas that are very pristine. They are places where natural processes are allowed to freely operate. They're areas that don't have development. So other public lands might have roads. They might have campgrounds, even oil and gas development on BLM lands. But this is on one side of the spectrum without developments. There won't be roads or buildings in these areas.
No fracking on the wilderness, is that right?
There's no oil and gas development within wilderness areas. This is on one end of the multiple use spectrum.
Awesome.
And this is a place where you can find solitude and outstanding opportunities for primitive recreation.
That's so cool. Eli Glickman has a question.
So what wilderness is here in New Mexico?
New Mexico has 25 designated wilderness areas throughout the state, and there are wilderness areas in all four of the agencies I just mentioned designated in New Mexico. There's also 64 areas that are under consideration for future designation. So when Congress passed the Wilderness Act, they also set up a system and required the agencies to go out and look for areas that have wilderness characteristics and protect those areas until Congress can determine whether or not to designate those areas as wilderness and include them in the system or use the land for other purposes.
I just have a quick question for you, James. So every time an area is designated, quote unquote, wilderness, that has to go through Congress?
That's right. Every wilderness area is specifically designated by a congressional act and signed by the president.
Wow. So good luck with this, Congress. Noah has a question.
So how exactly can a person visit the wilderness?
Wilderness areas are open to a whole variety of primitive recreational uses. So there are places where you can hike, you can horseback ride, take pack animals in. There are places that you can camp. And I should say that camping in a wilderness area, there's no designated campgrounds. You simply go out into the area, explore, you find a good place for your tent, and you put your tent up. Now, there are exceptions to that, of course, so you should check with the agency that manages the area before you go. But they're very open to a whole variety of self-exploration and primitive recreation.
So when you go camping out there, do you need special equipment?
Well, if you're camping, you're going to, of course, need to have something for overnight. You're probably going to want to have a tent, and you're going to need a sleeping bag and a sleeping pad to keep yourself warm. Probably want to have something to cook with. You bring a pot out and a camp stove. These are all things that you can get at outdoor retail stores, and if you have questions about what kind of equipment you might need, go to one of the retailers in the city, and the people who work in these stores, they really know a lot about equipment. They can help you with understanding what you need.
Hmm. What about camping with kids?
Yeah, especially going into a wilderness area with kids. I'm envisioning carrying all your stuff, Eli.
Yeah, you do have to carry everything that you're going to need with you in a backpack, and I have my two sons here with me, Zachary and Luke. They've been backpacking with my wife and I since before they could walk. We carried them, of course, in the early days, but as soon as they could start walking, they started walking short distances.
Zach and Luke, do you carry your own stuff?
Yes, we do now.
Oh, even your sleeping bag and everything?
Uh-huh. Yep, pack it all in.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you like it? Does it get heavy on your back?
On longer trips, it gets really heavy, but on like day night or
like an overnight kind?
Yeah, it doesn't get heavy.
Are your parents so kind as that they carry the food? Or do you have to even carry some of the food?
We all like carry the load together.
Aw, what a great way to bond as a family.
The great thing about having four people on a trip is you can spread the weight out and share the load, so to speak.
So what if you don't have experience in adventures in the wilderness? How would you learn?
Well, there are a lot of opportunities of different groups. You know, I'd suggest the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts. Some church groups have programs. You can even find classes like at Santa Fe Community College. They offer a one-unit course on backpacking. Another good thing to do is to go to retailers and talk with them. Sometimes the retail stores offer classes, and certainly there's a lot of people there that can help you with information on how to go out.
So here's a question for Zachary and Luke. What's the longest trip you've ever been on?
The longest trip I've been on is 47 miles. It was in Utah.
Oh my gosh. 47 miles?
Uh-huh.
Please tell me you did that over several days.
Yes, over a week.
Wow. That's awesome.
So 47 miles, that's a lot. Is it difficult to go out and do those kind of trips? Do you get, like, cold at night? Is it hard to hike so many miles?
On longer trips, you do have to carry a lot more. So in the beginning of the trip, it's a heavier load to carry. But we have all the equipment we need, so we stay warm at night. And if we need to stop, then we can always just stop.
What kind of animals and wildlife do you see?
We see a lot of small animals like birds and squirrels, but occasionally we see elk, deer, moose, bighorn sheep, mountain goats.
And how do you keep the animals away from your food and equipment and stuff?
Overnight, we hang up our food in a tree away from the trunk a little ways, so then animals can't climb up and eat our food.
Wow.
So I should say here that it is important to hang your food. If you're in bear territory, you don't want to put your food inside of the tent with you. And that would include things like toothpaste or, you know, anything that's smelly. You really do need to hang that up.
Even toothpaste?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, to a bear, they don't see that as toothpaste. They smell it and think it's food.
Wow. That's fascinating.
And that's even if you store it in a bag?
Oh, they can smell it. They've got great sense of smell. A lot better than humans do. They can smell it. So get it up in the tree. They can still smell it, but they can't get to it.
I have to ask you guys, what do you do in like the event of bad weather? And I'm asking Zach and Luke, James, what do you do if it rains? What do you do if it's like windy and nasty?
We have ponchos, which are basically a tarp with head and armholes. So it covers your entire body and your backpack, and it keeps all our equipment and ourselves dry.
Wow. But then how do you find a nice place to sleep after it's been raining and it's cold? And
with our ponchos on, it's not a worrisome or bothersome about the rain.
Mm-hmm.
At night, we have a tent to go in, so we stay dry in there.
Ah, and you put down something under the tent so that you don't get wet through the tent floor?
Yeah, the tent already has a bottom, but you can also lay a tarp over it.
Wow. Do you get scared going out into the wilderness sometimes? Is it ever scary?
The scariest times there are is when you get caught out in an open area like a meadow or a ridge in a thunderstorm because you don't want to get struck by lightning.
Ooh, yeah.
But you just have to get off the open area and into a depression where you won't get struck.
Are you guys going anywhere soon? On anywhere wilderness-y soon? Is it too late in the season? Are y'all done camping and going overnight?
Oh, we'll be going out again sometime soon. We'll probably be out in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, it's starting to wind down up in the higher country. It's still good weather up there, though. And then we have, in New Mexico, we're blessed with high country. We're blessed with deserts. So as fall picks up and winter picks up, there are a lot of areas in the lower elevations. Those are areas mainly managed by the BLM. And they're great places to go this time of year as it gets cooler.
Wow. And what's the closest wilderness here to our studio in Albuquerque? We're broadcasting live from Oñate Hall here on the campus of University of New Mexico. James, if I was to say I only have a, you know, electric car and I can go only so far, what's the closest wilderness that I can get to from here?
Well, the closest wilderness area is the Sandia Wilderness, which is managed by the Forest Service, and it's the backdrop to Albuquerque. It's just right here to the east of the city.
And the Sandias have wilderness?
Yes, there's a congressionally designated wilderness area in the Sandias. And there's quite a few hiking trails up there. It's a great place to go. If you go up to the northwestern part of the city, the Ojito Wilderness, which is managed by the BLM, is a great place as the weather gets a little bit cooler. It's lower elevation. It's a desert area, but a lot of really interesting sandstone formations and hoodoos and really cool places to explore.
What's a hoodoo?
A hoodoo is one of those isolated sandstone features where you have a more dense, harder layer on top of softer rock, and as it weathers, it pedestals the harder rock on top of a softer rock, and it stands there like a little tower, a little small pinnacle.
Like kind of like what we see at Tent Rocks in a way?
Yes, exactly.
Tent Rocks is full of them. The pictures, if you Google online the Ojito Wilderness area, it is so beautiful, the stuff that's in there. But you really do have to hike in to see the most beautiful formations. Is that right?
It's a very short hike. There's probably about a half a mile, three-quarters of a mile, and you get into some really interesting hoodoos. And certainly you can hike farther than that, but it's a short commitment of time.
Well, James Sipple, he is the senior wilderness manager for the Bureau of Land Management here in New Mexico, and his sons Zachary and Luke have been with us. Zachary, Luke, I just want to ask you one final question, which is that kids who've never done this before out in our listening area, is it worth it? Is it worth carrying all the stuff and suffering through rain and possibly being struck by lightning? Is it worth it to go out into the wilderness areas?
Yes, it's definitely worth it. Once you get out there, there's plenty of things to do, plenty of things to see, and there's just so many activities that are really fun to do.
Wow, that's pretty neat. No internet, no Wi-Fi, no phones, no laptops.
Yeah, you kind of escape all of that and do something more primitive.
Wow. Well, I just want to thank you all so much for being on the Children's Hour this morning, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. You can learn a lot more about wilderness in New Mexico. Go on a little sample wilderness trail. All that's happening on October 18th at the Albuquerque Convention Center. There's no registration required, no tickets required. The booths that are out in the Convention Center display area are open for all, and you will be able to learn a lot more about how you can get into the wild. Thank you so much, you guys, for being on the Children's Hour.
Thank you.